How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. I don't care what your numbers are, guys. If you feel like the debt's never going to go away, trust me, here's where we take care of it together. If your finances are still feeling the pinch of past spending sins, or if you just had to get food on the table and the economy was not cooperating up until very recently, you're not alone, guys. You're in the right place and you are not alone. A lot of people in the same boat, and the first thing you want to do to get yourself out of that kind of a financial pinch, educate yourself. Hang out. We'll talk with each other. We'll send all kinds of ideas from other listeners coast to coast. I'm loving the feedback that I'm getting from everybody regarding the show. You guys are the best listeners on earth. And everybody out there, I don't care who you're looking at, what cars you're seeing driving down the street, the people you're seeing at work, maybe at church or services, whatever, you think, oh, they probably have their finances together and I don't, doggone it. Trust me. You don't see the emails that I see. We are all in this together, I'm telling you right now. And from our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast, right to left, top to bottom, including the new handful of stations that we just picked up, courtesy of BizTalk Radio Network, we are saving America's wallets, gang, 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, you already know that. Tony says hello. You already knew that, too, as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. Huge shout-outs to the best listeners on earth. As our listenership keeps growing, as our station list keeps growing, I am thrilled each week to get, my gosh, the texts and the emails and the Facebook feedback and the LinkedIn feedback and the webpage feedback. You guys are the best. Shout-outs in particular to Kathy Taxt, listening in from WSMN, Boston, Massachusetts, 1590. Who else? Michael Bassner, listening in from WGNV, 920 in St. Louis. Fabulous. And a special shout-out, Mitchell M., listening in from beautiful Tate County's 93.7, part of our Super Talk Mississippi listenership. We are getting all kinds of emails from people, and we just love it. We're here to save our, not just your wallets, mine too. I need all the help I can get. We are all out there trying to get a little bit more for our hard-earned cash. And love them or hate them, Trump is turning some things around rather nicely in the finances department. You've never seen consumer confidence at quite such nice heights. You got a lot of people out there pounding the pavement for the first time, looking for those jobs, feeling a little more confident they can take that step up. People are feeling more confident in their finances, and that's going to have a ripple effect coast to coast. And it's something that we're already seeing, not only here in my neck of the woods, just outside Philadelphia here at WCHE Studios in Philadelphia, but I'm hearing from people coast to coast where you're even talking about real estate. You've got a sign on the lawn yesterday and a sold sign this time next week. It is phenomenal. It gives a tremendous energy to people to know that you are getting ever more in control of your finances, that your financial fate is in your hands and no one else's. It's not in the hands of maybe a boss that you hate. It's not in the hands of, you know, perhaps a few too many governmental oversights or too many taxes or too many regulations if you're trying to start that new business. There's a tremendous buzz going on out there right now, guys, and I'm seeing it firsthand in the emails and the texts that I get, and I like it. I like it a lot. You guys deserve to feel really secure in your finances. You know how hard you work. You know how much you want to have in the bank. You know how much you want to have that house paid off, or maybe you want to get that down payment for the next house. You know how much you want to invest in a new project. Maybe you want to start your own business. Maybe you just want to buy a new car with cash. Maybe you want to send your kids to the better school. Maybe you want to help send your grandkids to college. You want more money in your bank account. You want more control over your cash. You want a little bit less of the, you know, kind of eking out through what feels like holes in your pockets. And it's not. You've got control over this, but knowledge is power. And the more you and I hang out, the more control, I promise you, you're going to have over your finances, and your well-earned cash is going to stay in your bank account and in your pockets and your wallets where it belongs. So last week, we were talking about the ever more amusing comedy act known as me trying to put in a back patio. Okay, we talked about this. I focused last week's column on this, too. It's everywhere coast to coast. I love my readers as well. And what I'm doing with my patio is I'm going to be laying down blue stone pavers. It's these gorgeous pavers. They're kind of indicative to the Northeast here. Every state out there in the Union has its own indicative type of stones that they like to use for their work. And around here, if you're building a patio, use the blue stone. It's very, you know, native to this area. You know, if you're listening in from Arizona or Washington State or in the Midwest or down south, you all have the various types of patio stones that you know you see most commonly. Okay, around here, it's Pennsylvania blue stone. So I'm going to be getting on Craigslist to get that. And people started sending in their various things that they did for patios. One of the things that I loved best was this one sent to me, and I've got it. I've got it right here. Here we go. All right, here we go. This guy was trying to put in a patio. He didn't have the cash he wanted to do it, and it was going to take a lot of work. He had a level space in his backyard for it, okay? So he used patio, for his patio, he went to his nearby warehouse club store. A lot of us have these around us. And in the back, there were all of these pallets. Usually they're about 3.5 feet by 3.5 feet. They're made with sturdy wood, you know, really nailed together strongly because these things are carrying huge parcels of very heavyweight, you know, materials, and they have to have the support in order to ship well. Well, once the materials get to the various warehouse stores, oftentimes they don't need those pallets anymore. So they're stacking up outside the door. Okay. So this guy took it had to be like a handful, maybe a dozen of these pallets. He screws them together with these hard, very, great quality construction screws, does it really, painstakingly, make sure it's all even. And he built this beautiful hardwood back porch out of these pallets for next to nothing. It was blowing me away. And he sent pictures. He stained it. He made sure it was weatherproofed. And he made, here we go, a 16-foot by 16-foot wooden patio from these pallets that he got for free from his local warehouse club. So I barely mentioned this in my column last week, okay? And I mentioned it on the air last week. In the meantime, between last week and right now talking to you, I have received emails and texts and stuff. The Facebook page is sending me stuff. The website, I got Megan here in the back office sending me stuff here, printing out huge amounts of things from people coast to coast who have these amazing projects that they did with pallets. It never even occurred to me. You guys are amazing. And the more I was looking at these emails, I just started laughing. You guys are incredible. So creative, so amazing. So this week, we are talking about various ways to do these incredible home improvement projects with pallets, these wooden pallets that you can get. Oftentimes, every person that sent me stuff said that they got them for free from local building supply stores. I think there was one person that emailed me that said their local warehouse club was selling them for like maybe $1 a piece or something ridiculous like that. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So in no particular order, I have got this incredible stuff going on here. Here we go. Sarah Kay, listening in here, a local Philadelphia Westchester, listening to WCHE 1520, did something with pallets. It's pure genius. She knocked out the center slats, okay, laid them down in her garden side by side, and these things are pretty good and deep. Oftentimes, they're a foot deep. Filled them with new dirt and had gorgeous raised beds in her garden for a fraction of the backbreaking time and labor that we endured in our house when my husband was working his backside off, working on his garden. So again, she just took these pallets, pure genius, knocked out the center slats, okay, laid them down in her garden, side by side, filled them up with brand new dirt, and she has got a garden to die for. Those are the raised beds that oftentimes people are killing themselves using just regular lumber and nailing it together. And, you know, it's just, you're not a happy camper after you're done slaving in the garden like that. Boom, boom. She knocks out the center slats in these pallets, lays them down, fills them up with new dirt, and has a phenomenal garden to show for it. I love this. Next up, oh, I loved this one. Chuck Z, listening in, I don't know from where, but forgive me. He's listening, I think, from our Super Talk Mississippi network. Oh, no, I beg your pardon. He's listening in from Portland, Maine. Has a nearby vacation cabin that he's trying to furnish without breaking the bank. He took a few dozen pallets that he got for free at his local building supply store, okay? Stacked a few together on top of each other, so picture that. Secured them with nails, put on some dark forest green paint on it, made sure it was totally smooth, no splinters, nothing else. Dark forest green paint on it for a gorgeous side table. It looked so good, he made another one for the other side of the couch, and then doubled the design, put them side by side, for a beautiful matching coffee table. And when you look at this coffee table on the side, it even has, you know, shelving units. You can put magazines in. Way to go. I love this. We got time for one more before the break. Nick T, listening in from Exton, Pennsylvania, gets a serious gold star on this one. He's listening from WCHE. He loves his newer construction home, okay, but he's always wanted a wine cellar. I got more than one show about this wine cellar. The cost of having one was prohibitive, so he got creative instead, using dozens of pallets he got from a nearby building supply store, fashioning them together. I'm looking at this picture. It's beautiful. Put him together into a breathtaking wine cellar in the corner of his basement. It was his pet project over the past year. It's come up to the level of a table. He's got flowers. On top of that, he's got more, you know, various pallets to make even more shelves. And it's beyond gorgeous. He stained it. A couple of coats of gorgeous dark wood stain. Looks far better than even he imagined. That's just what I'm talking about. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out. We're going to pay a couple of bills, take a quick break. When we get back, more fabulous projects with next to free pallets available to all of us. You all stay tuned. Cheap and small.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about various projects that incredibly industrious Kristen Agopian Show listeners have been sending me. I am blown away, dazzled, so impressed. I'm loving all this. Thank you especially for sending the pictures, because if my jaw is dropping at your descriptions via email, my jaw is pretty much unhinging at the pictures that you send along. Case in point, all right, Emma and Stephen B., listening in from Fraser, huge gold star for their amazing project. After receiving, oh, you are not kidding, I am so in tune with the story. After receiving budget-busting quotes of $2,000 or more to create a playhouse or a fort, you know, kind of, you know, those great outdoor forts for their kids, Emma and Stephen took it upon themselves, complete with pictures, to construct something fabulous within their budgets, okay? So pallets to the rescue and a heck of a lot of, you know, sweat equity. They're being very modest here, but this was quite a project. So a couple of nail guns, some weatherproof paint, a few decent weekend weathers, you know, some weather cooperating in their favor later, and their kids have this amazing fort beyond their wildest dreams for only about $45, they're saying. That is what I'm talking about. So think about the projects that you have, okay? Are there any, oh, who knows? Maybe it's like, maybe it's not something as huge as, say, an outdoor playhouse or furniture or anything else. But think about the projects or the areas in your house that you'd like to beautify or maybe add something to. Think about whether or not this would help. And here's another one. Oh, my gosh, this is another one of these beautiful bars. Oh, man, oh, man. Mike B., listening in from WPG 1450 in lovely Atlantic City, New Jersey, one of my favorite towns on earth, showed me a picture. Yes, the bar that he created as well. It's beautiful. These bar, I can't even do them justice. Picture these pallets, okay? They look like a tiny small table, all right? He stacked them one on top of the other about six layers high. Okay? They are the beautiful perfect depth. And those openings are the perfect depth for a nice bottle of wine, row upon row of beautiful bottles of wine in his basement. For next to nothing. And again, this one's painted. The other one was stained. This one's painted a beautiful shiny black. It is so gorgeous. And it's a perfect thing for a basement. You gotta love that. Who else sent me? Mike B. listening in from, excuse me, Mike S. listening in from Sholo, Arizona. Gorgeous. KVWM 970, Sholo, Arizona. Another gorgeous makeshift basement bar. I can't even say makeshift. You guys, these are beautiful, professional, lovely, gorgeous basement bars that they've set up. The ultimate man cave accessory. A huge, gorgeous bar made for nothing out of regular pallets. I mean, sturdy, gorgeous wood. It's so Tuscan and earthy and gorgeous. I am digging this. Okay, and I got to quit gushing and just keep going here because do you hear these pages in my hands? I've got pages upon pages, packets upon packets of stuff sent to me from you guys, you fabulous listeners. This one just in. Okay, picture this in your mind. First of all, thank you, Sarah Kimmett, listening in from KGWA 960 in lovely Oklahoma City. Took these pallets that she got from her local, I think it was a warehouse club. Okay, you're looking at the pallets. Hold up the pallet against the wall as if all of the wooden slats are going up to down. Okay, up to down. She knocked out all of the middle pallets kept the center slats, and now it's this beautiful wall picture frame. And this isn't something that has to stay a rustic, you know, wooden look. Every time these people are using a beautiful glossy interior paint, or they're using an exterior paint that's weather resistant, that kind of thing, these are beautiful, well-created wooden boxes that you can do anything with. It just blows me away. Thank you, Sarah, for sending that in. Who sent me this? Let's see. Oh, this is adorable. The Buckwells listening in WGOC, Kingsport, Tennessee, another lovely town. This is what they did, and this is pretty cool to me. All right, they have a nice, from what I'm looking at their picture, it looks like kind of a loft type apartment, and not a lot of space to their description. They took these wonderful palettes. They painted these a lovely, sunny, lemon yellow type color, and then they affixed these rolling wheels to the bottom of it. So they have this moving table that they can move anywhere they want to, whenever they want to. They have kind of the futons on the floor where it's kind of a lower level for your seating and a lower level for the coffee table you need. So this height of a beautiful little coffee table that you can roll around wherever you want to, absolutely gorgeous. I love this. Okay, now I don't have a name to go with this one, but I got to say this one. This is, picture if you will, a floor to say mid-chest height, a bunch of pallets stuck one on top of the other, stacked, painted a beautiful glossy black. It's outside. These look like cactuses growing out of here. I'm guessing this is one of our Arizona stations or maybe Southwest, you know, Texas stations. And has beautiful little cactuses growing out of the corners. This is something that it looks like it rolls out onto their porch as well. Maybe it comes in when it's too hot. It goes out when it's, you know, beautiful out. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. And from what I hear from people who have far more green thumbs than I do, is that the cost of gardening can get a little prohibitive when you're doing it right. And all of these listeners are doing it right. So they're finding that these wonderful, well-constructed pallets are just getting it done. I'm loving it. Oh, another porch. Here we go. Bill T. writing in from KITZ 1400 in lovely Seattle, Washington. Another pallet porch. And I don't want the phrase pallet porch. Oh, that sounds so dirty, pallet porch. This is freaking gorgeous, you guys. He stacked all of these pallets. This looks like, okay, four pallets going one direction, four pallets going the other, 16 pallets total. This is easily, you know, 100 square foot porch. It's beautiful. It's well constructed. It's raised off the ground the way these pallets are constructed. Painted a gorgeous outdoor, just not glossy, that's incorrect, but this strong pine green. And it's beautiful. Not only that, not only is the porch constructed out of pallets, but he has a wall going up from the far, you know, from the far corner of his porch, goes up in the air, and he has vines growing across it. Oh my God, Bill T, you make me sick. I promise not to touch your beautiful vines because I will kill it. I love all growing wildlife, flowers, trees, bushes, anything green after this past winter. I love it. If I touch it, it will die. So I promise not to go anywhere near your lovely, beautiful pallet wall of vines. That is gorgeous. Gorgeous. How much time do we have for the break? But 2 minutes? Here's 2 minutes. Annabeth Sinton, writing me from KSCR 1320 in Eugene, Springfield, Oregon, that area, beautiful part of the country, is redoing, she's rehabbing, she's flipping a house. She loves our Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment. I'm so glad that you do. She's flipping a house. You go, girl. And she is furnishing it. Apparently, it's near a local college. She's taking care of the furnishings. That is so smart. And she furnished in all of the bedrooms. The headboards for these bedrooms are built in, nailed in, sturdy, tough, brilliant for a rental, I might add. The headboards for all of her beds, all the sizes, are made out of these pallets, and they're beautiful. They're painted, they're sanded, they're lovely, they're the perfect height, and they make a very nice touch in the room. Annabeth, my hat is off to you. Well done, and way to go getting into this real estate market. It's a brilliant thing to do. It is an exciting time to be jumping into real estate. What do we got? One more minute? One more minute. Here we go. WHFS 1010 listener Tammy B, listening in from Tampa, Clearwater. Oh, Tammy, you make me sick. Oh, my God, you guys are creative. She made, picture in your head, if you will, she made a series of futon beds out of these pallets. It looks like she nailed, I think, maybe four together to make each futon bed, but she took the extra step of, she made like these staggering movie seat, staggering heights, okay? You know what I'm talking about? Where the ones in the back of the room are higher than the ones in the middle of the room, of course, the front of the room. It is charming and beautiful. For the back of the room, she did pallet beds at the height of three pallets. In front of that, she did a couple of pallet beds, little futon beds, at the height of two pallets. In front of that, she had these little pallet beds in front of people, three pallets. I think this is a movie room. Yes, that's what it is. You guys, it's a movie room. It's amazing. She made these pallets and sewed the cushions herself. Said it cost less than $100. I love you. Guys, we'll be right back right after this with Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You all stay tuned.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp.
Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. It is half past the hour. It is my favorite C segment here, which means that joining us is none other than world-renowned realtor, John Harriott.
Oh, dear. That might be a stretch in things just a little bit.
It's all good. Well, from the fan mail we're getting in, coast to coast, you're hitting a definite chord when it comes to people out there in our listening area. They love real estate. You're really demystifying it, and you are a hit, sir. Welcome back to the show.
Here we are with another segment of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. And, folks, if you have a question about real estate, hey, how can I find the best realtor to list my house? How can I find the best realtor to buy a house with? I can generally do that research, and I would be happy to do that for you and recommend somebody to you who would do a great job for you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good stuff. Now, we were talking, and you've got your show, you know, in Philadelphia as well, that is also a huge hit. And one of the things we talk about a lot on your show is the idea of doing fixer-uppers. We talk about the benefits of fixer-uppers. We talk about the financial. I mean, the future ramifications on your finances if you invest in a fixer-upper are grand and glorious, and the ripple effects are marvelous. But I think I sometimes put an image out there that a fixer-upper has to be something that's absolutely ready to cave into the ground, and that's simply not the case. You put it so well. You were talking about how people seeking homes these days that come to you, they both work. Oftentimes it's, you know, it's a couple. Yeah. They both work. They don't have a lot of time, or maybe they feel they don't have the aptitude to put into their own home. But these days, something as crummy as like a perfectly functional but ugly bathroom puts the house into a listing as a fixer-upper when that's easily remedied. Or maybe a kitchen that hasn't been updated in a couple of decades. You put that in there, it's perfectly functional. You can move in tomorrow, but it's still considered, air quotes, a fixer. So when we're talking about going out there and seeking a fixer, we're not telling you to pick up something that's just bare bones, barely resting on its foundation properly. We're talking about going out there and seeking the homes that a lot of people, super busy people, have sloughed off. No, I don't have time to fix it, whatever. I want something brand new, new construction. That puts you in the catbird seat for a fixer-upper for that and many other reasons. Fixer-uppers are where it's at.
Okay, fixer-uppers are where it's at, folks, if you want to get into a house on the cheap.
Yes.
On the cheap. Whether you're looking for that first-time house, which is probably going to sell for, $200,000-$300,000 in most parts of the country.
Yep.
Less in some areas, more in some others.
Yep.
Or that $500,000 or $600,000 house, or that multi-million-dollar house.
Wow!
If you want to find a fixer-upper and put in lots of sweat equity on your own, or hiring contractors, they are out there, and that is the way to get the most house for the least amount of money. If you are thinking about buying a house and you think, "Oh my gosh, I just really can't afford the kind of a house I want," you ought to think about a fixer-upper. Now, definition of a fixer-upper is one that is structurally sound. I would never recommend that somebody buy a house like Tom Hanks and what was the lady's name? Shelley Long bought in the money pit.
Yep.
Oh my God! That's they started falling through the falling through the floors. So find a house that is structurally sound, but cosmetically just all beat to pieces.
Yep.
Maybe the windows are knocked out. Maybe you've had cats live in the house that weren't potty trained.
Yikes!
Everything except, if it's not structurally sound, I'd stay away from it. But old kitchen, old bathroom,
sure,
old in general, old roof, old electric, got good structural bones, that can qualify as a fixer-upper. And you can wind up saving boo-coo money if you tell your realtor, go out and find me a fixer-upper. And Chrissy, you and your hubby Victor brought what I think is the grandmother of all fixer-uppers about, 15 years ago?
It was, oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, but 15 years ago we did that. I can't believe how much the time has flown. And in the years since we bought that, the financial rewards of having purchased that and gone through that, it's just, it's hysterical on so many levels. But in all seriousness, putting pen to paper, the financial benefits 15 years later are beyond anything we would have dreamed with regards to the equity we currently have in it, what we can possibly borrow off it if we ever needed to, the fact that we bought it at such a price that one of us could stay home and we've started a family not too long after that. Just the ripple effects from that are substantial. So I grew up in a household where, you know, my parents were fearlessly taking on fixer-uppers right and left. So I grew up with that. If you didn't and you're feeling kind of intimidated, take on what you can handle, but don't be surprised if you can handle a little more than you think. There's kind of this power emotional thing amongst other people who've taken on fixers. You kind of have this special handshake in the hallways if you ever want to. But in all seriousness, it opens up doors to tremendous just wealth, opportunity, tremendous economic satisfaction and security down the road from that one simple move. And I can't recommend it highly enough.
Yep. And just to put a little bit of a meat around those bones of what you can probably expect. For example, if you want to have a house that in your market is worth $300,000 when you get it fixed up.
Okay.
My estimate would be you could probably find a house that you could pay $200,000 for.
Wow.
Put $40,000 to $50,000 into it, and then have a house that is worth $300,000 coming out of the end of the tube.
Yep. And then, and when you're bidding on these, again, the fact that you say that it narrows down the playing field so substantially, you have much more wiggle room on the buying price.
Absolutely. Only about 10% of the people who are looking for houses are going to be interested in fixer-uppers.
Wow.
Most houses are being bought by couples. Most couples, both of them are working.
Yeah.
And they say, look, we don't have time to dive into that. We just are not interested in it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but if you want to get that first house on the cheap, if you're going to be doing a move-up buy and you want to get that move-up house on the cheap, here's how you go about it.
Yep.
You find yourself a realtor who is, if you're looking for a move-up buy, who's probably going to handle the sale of your house in addition to helping you find the new one.
Right.
You say to him or her, I'm interested in a house in this school district, in this neighborhood.
Right.
I need so many bedrooms. I need so many bathrooms. I need such and such a size of garage. I'd like to have a basement that's watertight, can be finished. If it's not finished, I'm going to finish it. And I want it to be a fixer-upper that I can get for a bargain basement price.
Yep.
And if that realtor shakes his head or her head and says, I'm sorry, those houses just don't come available.
Bye-bye.
Well, then you say, bye-bye. I'm going to find myself somebody who is going to take on that task. And believe me, folks, those houses are available in every part of the country, in every price range you can find them. Now, that fixer-upper may not be available the first week you're looking.
Right.
Or the first month.
Good point.
But I'll guarantee it's going to be available sometime within the first 3 to 6 months you're working.
Yep.
And if you got a realtor who's working with you and you get tuned into the marketplace, you can recognize it when it comes along and pounce on it and get yourself that bargain.
Something else I didn't think of when Victor and I were buying our house, it had been, I've regaled everybody with this story, so, and I enjoy it every time. We purchased it when it was being sold for $195,000, which was a wonderful price, very much a fixer-upper price. The township that we lived in had reassessed the taxes for it to reflect that lower price. That's another kind of way that can help you out. Okay. But in all seriousness,
but seriously,
it's another
folks,
way.
If you buy a house a lot less than what the value is going to be once you have it fixed up,
yep,
and you ask to get it reassessed based upon this price you paid,
yep,
you probably can do it. Not that I'm out to shaft the tax man in any way,
no,
or form. But you might be able to work something out. You might be able to work something out.
Again, it's just the fact that I think people who feel so secure in so many other parts of their lives, they know they're great drivers, they feel like they're good parents, they feel like they're good at their job. At the idea of tackling a fixer-upper, they kind of get deer in the headlights. And what I want to just get across to all of you fabulous people out there, first of all, if I can tackle a fixer, trust me, you got the chops to do the same thing. But make sure it's something that's going to be the right level of time that you have to invest. And believe it or not, we can all swing a paintbrush. We can all, you know, repaint some shutters on the house. We can all pick up the phone and say, what kind of a great deal can you get me on carpeting? Mm-hmm. It can be done. Don't be intimidated. It's something where every person I know who's tackled a fixer, they've got plenty of funny stories to show for it, but each of them has in common, they're glad that they did it.
Be a few surprises along the way, but one thing that we need to make sure that people understand is if you find that fixer-upper that looks like it's structurally sound, but cosmetically all beat to pieces, and you get it at a price you think is right, what you need to do is get yourself a very thorough home inspection.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Done by a very qualified home inspector and say, look, I understand that this house has got problems, but what I want to know and be able to pin down is, are the problems all cosmetic?
Right.
Have termites been eating the walls? Because if termites been eating the walls,
bye-bye,
you probably want to stay away from it. Is the electrical system all need to be redone, or is it pretty much up to code. Basically, you need to find out if that house is structurally sound. And you may even need to, if the home inspector isn't qualified to look at it and tell you, you may need to get the opinion of a structural engineer.
That's smart.
The house may be leaning one way or the other, but a structural engineer could come out and say, well, listen, if you put in this kind of a brace and bring it back, it's going to be fine.
Yep.
But the thing is, you need to go into the deal with your eyes open. Now, you can make the offer based upon the condition you think the house is in.
Yes.
You get this very thorough home inspection that tells you, oh, my God, there's $50,000 worth of stuff here that I got to get taken care of that I didn't know about.
Correct.
Then you go back to the seller and say, look, I made my offer based upon these assumptions. I now find that there's $50,000 worth of work that I need to get done. Therefore, instead of you paying me paying $200,000 for the house, Mr. Seller, I'm going to lower my offer to $150,000.
Yep.
If you're not willing to accept that, I'm going to walk away. Oh, and by the way, the real estate law in most states is that once these kind of problems are pointed out, you need to disclose all these problems to any future buyers.
Heck yeah.
So therefore, I'd suggest you deal with me because I'm very interested and I'm willing to pay you this amount of money,
yep,
as opposed to going out in the marketplace again. So that's what I would suggest. If you're looking to get something for a rock-bottom price, go for that fixer-upper, regardless of what kind of a neighborhood or price range you're looking in.
There you go. And again, the time has flown. Bottom line here, guys, Cliff Note version for this segment. If you're thinking about a fixer-upper, take the next step. Call John, 484-574-4088, and see what he can do for you in your neck.
Be glad to talk you through that process and then find you a realtor who can help you get it done.
And we'll be right back, guys, right after this.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nevada.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to John Harriet for his ever-popular, fantastic segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. If you have any questions for John, send him a text. He loves the text, and he answers back every single one of them, 484-574-4088. It has never been a better time to get into the real estate market, but there are a zillion questions for every smart person out there, and John Harriet's the one who's going to get you the answers. It's all good. Before our Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment, we were talking more about various fabulous projects to do with these pallets that you can get from anywhere. I am, please, I am just on my first packet of stapled together talk notes, okay? I've got three more of them right over here with huge thick stack. I am holding on to this thick thing of papers. It's 25 pages big, all right? And it's stapled together. I'm on page five. I'm on page five of 25 of my first packet of info, and I got more packs right next to me. We got to do another show on pallets and all the great things you can do with it. If you have done a project with these types of pallets, you created something new, you repurposed them, you did something fabulous, send me a note if you can. I know you're busy. If you got the time, text me 610-844-4913 or find me online at brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. Find me on Facebook. Send me an email, whatever's easiest for you. Extra credit for pictures because the pictures are blowing me away. And I got to get to a few more of these. Before the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment, we were talking about this amazing project. And I got to go over this again. This is, somebody put this together for their home theater. And you know as well as I do that the cost of a home theater, can you just tell the face that I am making right now? Are they out of their blessed cotton-picking minds? Do they want, you want to send the kids to college or do you want to get a home movie room? I mean, that's the kind of cost I'm talking about here. So looking at this, who is this? Tammy B, listening in from WHFS 1010, Tampa Clearwater, beautiful part of the country, put together seating for her own home theater. Beautiful walls. There's movie posters in the back. That's, of course, what this is. She has a whole bunch of pallets. Here's how it goes. Along the back wall, you got the TV on the front wall. Along the back wall of this movie room, she puts together three pallets, one on top of the other. Boom, boom, boom. Nails them together. Paints them real nice. Puts a cushion on top of it. Couple of pillows. Real nice. In front of that, she makes her next level of pallets two deep. Nails them together. Boom, boom. Paints them. Another nice glossy white. In front of that, You've got seating that is one pallet deep. You nail that to the others. Boom, boom, paint it. Beautiful. This is charming and gorgeous, and I love it. That is what I'm talking about for your fabulous home theater. And if you're anything like me, check out your local, you know, stores where you got the televisions for those kind of sales, for the flat screens that everybody wants for their movie room. A lot of sales are going on right now. And you know, also one of my go-to places is Craigslist. Do it smart. Bring a buddy. Meet in locally, you know, in mutually convenient places. Do your transactions there where there's lots of people. It has never steered me wrong. It's all good. I got to get to more of these. Here we go. Let's see here. Oh, this is great. Donna Charles listening in WSSM from the beautiful town of Boston, Massachusetts, listening in on WSMN 1590, made a game table for her grandkids' playroom in her condo. This is charming. And you can picture how this goes. You pick the pallet up, you flip it over, so you got all of those flat slats, you know, right there on the top, like a little game table. They did it the next step further, where they added some, you know, extra height on the sides, so it's standing up, you can kneel next to it. And then they took the side slats off and put in these tiny drawers very easily, so you can put who knows what, Uno cards, who know, trains, whatever it is, whatever you want to put in their cars, whatever your grandkids like. Little tea set, it looks like she put in there. I love it. Grandma of the Year. Very nice. Donna Charles, thank you very much for sending that in from lovely Boston, Massachusetts. What else we got? More wine cellar stuff. Now, this one isn't a wine cellar, though. This is, who sent me this? Mark Costello, listening in from, one of our best stations out there, WCFO 1160 in gorgeous Atlanta, Georgia, one of our first affiliates. We love you. Mark Costello sent me a picture. This is not a wine cellar type thing on the ground. This is something where he took, this is beautiful. He took the pallet, he had it on its side against the wall, knocked out a couple of the slats so he could easily stand up wine bottles in it like a shelf. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, very good. Time for a couple more. Becky Tomasini listening in from Jackson, Tennessee's WDXI 1310. I'm so glad you're a fan of the show. Says she's been listening for quite a while, got great ideas. It's just what we love to hear. Holy crow. Becky, you're fantastic. Here's what she did in her kitchen. Rustic type of kitchen. It's beautiful. I mean, I love all the dark wood tones. I always have. So she's turning me on with all these great, wonderful pictures. She's so hitting all of my decorating buttons here. She took what looks to be 6 various pallets, nailed them into a beautiful butcher block center table, like an island, a kitchen island table, and then got a gorgeous piece of marble on the top of it. So you've got these beautiful side slats and you've got the marble on top. Side slats on the sides as well. It's just very earthy and beautiful. And the perfect space to slide stools underneath. This is gorgeous. You want to know, I mean, you all know what people have to pay for this stuff in the home improvement centers. And they're beautiful as well. Don't get me wrong. You can find a great sale once in a while in your local home improvement center. And when you create these on your own, you're making something beautiful. When your kids are watching you create this stuff, your grandkids, maybe the neighborhood kids, you're showing the next generation that it's not just pointing and clicking in some online catalog and having it show up ready-made to go into your house. It's showing creativity and inventiveness and repurposing materials and, you know, maybe even recycling a bit, which isn't usually my biggest draw, but I love it when you can tie it in there as well. I totally dig this. It's just great stuff. I'm very proud of you. Great stuff, guys. Keep the great stuff coming. Okay, I got to get this one in. This is another big old gold star. Okay, who is this? Who's listening? Okay, Maxwell Smith. Maxwell, listening at WJBX 770. Fantastic. He owns a doggy daycare. Okay, his office, they bought a nearby barn on the property. Very rustic, gorgeous, very Tuscan looking, very Italian looking, very Italian countryside looking. He does all of his office work in there as well. There's a nice part of the barn that works well for office work. It's got the electric. It's got everything you need. He put in movable, slidable office dividing walls on wheels, painted, beautiful, sturdy, private, gorgeous, made with, you guessed it, pallets that he got at his nearby construction site stuff. It was a construction site he got them at. I Maxwell, and the pictures especially, fantastic. Guys, the time has flown as usual. I want to hear from you as well, because I know you got all kinds of game when it comes to doing creative stuff with this too. I never thought we'd do a show on palettes, and now I'm telling you right now, we're going to do at least two shows. I got a bucket full of stuff over here, all these great ideas sent in from listeners. I want yours to be a part of as well. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.